Well, now to a new study that shows that better lighting can help older Americans with Alzheimer's and related dementias sleep better and experience less depression and agitation. The study by Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute's Lighting Research Center was published Friday in the Journal of Clinical Sleep. And for more, we're joined by Mariana Figuero, who's the lead researcher on the study and director of the Lighting Research Center. Mariana, what exactly were you studying?
Well, we're looking at how light impacts sleep and behavior in Alzheimer's disease patients, and we measure two ways. We look at actigraphy, which is sort of an objective measure of sleep, as well as we collect questionnaire data on behavior and mood in this population.
And what kind of lighting are you talking about?
The lighting we're using is really tuned to maximally impact the circadian system of these patients. So that tends to be brighter than the typical light that you have in nursing homes, as well as a little bit more bluer. And we're giving that light only during the daytime hours, from the time they get up until 6 p.m., and then we drop the light levels because you want to have a very robust light and dark, and that's the way we're achieving that.
To mimic the sun, basically.
Pretty much. Obviously, it's less bright than the sun, but at least it's a lot brighter than what you typically find in nursing homes and assisted living facilities.
So what were the major takeaways from your study?
It improves the sleep. It reduces depression, reduces agitation. And from observations from the nurses and the caregivers, they were more social. They were eating better. They were behaving better. It was really a very, I think, amazing results, because when you consider that you're in the field, you are in nursing homes, these are moderate to late stages of dementia, and you see the impact beautifully happen. And we also had a placebo light, so it was a light that was ineffective, but we were just telling them that we were testing what kind of light was better. And we saw that there was no effect with the placebo, but we saw the significant effect with the active lighting interventions. I mean, it was hypothesized that that's what we were going to get, but it's really nice to see the results coming out.
Well, and it also seems to suggest that most patients in nursing homes and assisted living are not exposed to enough light.
They are not. And I think one of the takeaways for me for the study is we can do a lot better than what we're doing right now in designing and implementing lighting in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. And I think it's such an easy way of doing it. We now have the technology. It's energy efficient. So if you increase the amount of light, it's not going to hurt as much, you know, your pocket in terms of energy. And the benefits are very impressive. So I think that my hope is that people are going to start thinking about doing better lighting in these kinds of environments.
I wonder if it applies to the general population as well as people who are suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we're working with Sunnyview Rehab here in the Albany area with traumatic brain injury patients, and we're seeing very similar results. We're retrofitting the lighting in their rooms. We're also working with Mount Sinai in New York, where we're retrofitting the lighting in cancer patients' room, myeloma transplant patients, and we're seeing very similar results. So the principles are the same. I think the Alzheimer's population, it's great because they are in one space the entire time. So it's very easy to give them that robust light-dark pattern because we can control that. So it's sort of the obvious place to start. And I think from there, you can expand to any other population without any doubt.
What gave you and the other researchers the idea to look into the effect of lighting on people who are dealing with any number of diseases?
Well, it's knowing that light has this very strong impact on your biological clock. It really is the main synchronizer of your biological clock to the local time on Earth or the local position on Earth. So knowing that light has such an impact, and then knowing that the type of light that affects the biological clock is different than the type of light that affects vision. And we tend to design the spaces just for vision. So understanding that and seeing that we're really in biological darkness when it comes to the lighting in the built environment. So we took those patients out of biological darkness and we see the positive impact right away.
If somebody is listening to this and they are taking care of an elderly relative at home, is there anything that they can do now to help make the lighting better?
They can. I think open up the windows, sit by windows, and let daylight come in. Go outside for a walk in the morning every day at the same time. If you can't do that, bring in more light. So add more of those table lamps or floor lamps. Increase the amount of light in the homes. But do that only during the daytime, especially in the morning hours. I would say put 4 times more light than what you have right now. That's probably what you need. But if you can go outside, go for a walk, half an hour, that should at least help.
That is Mariana Figueroa, who is the lead researcher on a new study about lighting and patients with Alzheimer's and other dementias. She is director of the Lighting Research Center at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. Very interesting. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.